tired, but I don't know why. Keith and I went to bed early last night. We watched a wonderful movie, too.
Oh, what did you see?
I think it was a science fiction movie. Yeah. No, it was a Batman flick. No, it wasn't that. Well,
you don't know what it was.
Whatever it was terrific.
I heard it. Well, I'm gonna go, honey, because Keith will be coming in soon, and since you got the place to yourself, he might want to play. And I don't mean checkers.
Well, Lona, I am too tired. I don't mind playing checkers tonight.
I heard that. Okay, King, it's your move.
King. So, you must be the new gym teacher. You know, I'm a friend of Fat Albert's. Hey. And I was wondering, could we play a little one-on-one in the home court?
No.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed that movie last night, babe.
Me too.
Yeah? I'm tired.
I'm tired, too.
Honey, tonight, could you start without me?
Keith, you mean to tell me you are too tired to take advantage of this situation?
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We gave it the office.
Super fly.
We're with the sweet daddy welcome wagon. Now, if you don't welcome us, your butt's gonna be wagging.
And who do you think you are, you little mini punk?
The name's Leroy Jones. My friends call me Bad News.
Well, they must be late with today's edition because they cut you off before the presses stopped rolling.
Boys, see if this chump looks better with his nose under his right ear.
Any cussing bigger dudes?
I'm gonna call the police.
Boys.
Excuse me.
That's my wife, man.
Looks like your phone's just come down with split ends.
Hey, Bad News. Did the sweet daddy say we gotta be nice to him?
Ain't I? Where's JJ?
JJ ain't here. Well, you know he joined the army? He did, and he won't be back for 5 years.
Yeah, long time.
The army, huh? We'll wait.
Wait a minute. Whatever it is, I didn't do it. I didn't even think about doing it. Matter of fact, I don't even know how to do it.
What's Eeny, Meeny, and Teeny doing here?
Don't take your coat off, JJ. You're going with us.
Do you know this dude, JJ?
Well, kind of a backhanded kind of way. Same way, you know, Ivan the Terrible, Attila the Hun. These three Boscos work with Sweet Daddy.
I'm his right-hand man.
To me, you look more like his thumb. Yeah, you heard me.
Well, let's go, boys.
Nah, man, it don't go like that. I'm gonna call the police right now.
On second thought, I think I'll just write an angry note to the police right now.
Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you guys one thing. You're not taking me without a fight. Get out of the way! Get out of here! Kill him, Keith! Kill you. Don't worry. I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, JJ, I'm right behind you, too, bro.
That's right. If you kill my two brothers here, then you have to come through Thelma. All right? Hold on. Don't worry. I'm gonna do something that's gonna save us all a lot of problems here. I'm gonna run! I'm gonna see you too. too on the invasion of the body snatchers?
All right, let's move it on out now.
Hey, look, man, you're not going nowhere till you tell me where you're taking JJ.
We're going to a cabbage patch to have tea with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to know.
Sweet Daddy, your lunch.
I'm coming. Yeah, that's right, Claude. You heard me. Listen, I don't care what that sucker says. You tell him that Sweet Daddy said, unless he pay me my money by tonight, I'm gonna repossess all 10 of his fingers. Great Google movie. What have we got here?
Hello, I'm the new day nurse.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be wasted at night either, baby. Oh, doggone, you see there? I done missed as the world turned. Now I got to wait until tomorrow to find out the results of John's vasectomy.
Don't get so excited. Why don't you just calm down now and get out of that souped-up skateboard and get in the band?
What? Say, baby, was that an order or an invitation?
Honey, in your condition, it's just a beautiful dream. If you want anything, just buzz.
Yeah, brother, I know just what you mean, JJ. Because if I got to go, I'm taking her with me.
Sweets, it's a nice set of wheels you got here. You getting ready for the Blue Cross 500?
Come on, JJ, don't be joking like that, man. You in the presence of a very, very sick person.
Yeah. Poor Sweets. Looks like the dice rolled a double six.
Bad news. Why don't you take a short walk?
Right, boss. I'll take me and my boys on a little collection run.
Come here, chump. What you mean, your boys? You mean my boys, right?
Yeah, right. Your boys. Just a little slip of the tongue.
Yeah, well, you better get out of here before I slip my foot up. And go ahead, boy. Get out.
Marion? I never knew your first name was Marion.
Come on, JJ, be cool. That name goes no further than this room.
Isn't it okay if I just call you Sweet Marion?
Is it all right if I call you a hearse? I'll go over there and sit down. We got some important business to talk. JJ, Sweet Daddy's in deep trouble, man. I need a blood transfusion. I mean, I need it like yesterday.
Gee, Marion?
What?
I mean, Sweets?
Now, dig this. I'm not finished. Listen. See, Sweet Daddy has this very, very rare blood type, which is only natural since I never do anything that's common, as you know. If I mean. Anyway, the damn hospital couldn't find me one donor, so I put the boys on the case. So far, they've come up with only one cat.
Meow.
You see, what we got, man, is such a rare, rare blood type. It's called U negative.
You positive?
No. No. U negative.
I mean, are you positive?
I'm positive, you negative.
Well, then if you're positive and I'm negative.
I'm not positive. I'm negative and you negative. We both U negative.
Who's on first?
Now, JJ. Brother, do you want to hold your tongue? Or would you rather I hold it for you out where you can watch it jump around? Huh?
Sorry, Sweets.
Now, I'm going to make you an offer. You give me your blood.
And?
That's the offer, sucker. See, I got this real bad condition I let go too long, and now I need this very serious operation, and I need blood. To tell you the truth, old Sweet's chariot is swinging pretty low. I'm at death's door, brother.
And you want me to pull you through?
What?
Let me rephrase that. Why don't you and your boys just rob a blood bank?
I thought of that, JJ. I really did think of it, but someone had beat me to it. And dig this, they only stole my type. I know it's hard to believe, JJ, but there are some people that don't like Sweet Daddy.
Really, Marion?
What? Now, JJ, my operation is scheduled for tomorrow. So, what do you say, huh, buddy? I want you right there with me.
Sweet, you sure got a strange way of asking a friend for a favor.
JJ, I am trying to be polite.
Sweet, you're wrinkling the blood.
Oh. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. I'm a sick man, JJ.
Well, Sweet, you know, I'm a man of very high principles, especially when it comes to giving my blood. I'm a man of very, very high principles.
I give you $1,000.
You want that bottle of gift wrap?
Come on, JJ, tell us. Are you in some kind of trouble or something? Now, what did those hoods want yesterday?
Oh, nothing. They're just starting the blood bank, and they want me to make a deposit.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. I'm going over there in about an hour. What's so funny about that?
Just the thought of you giving blood, JJ. There's more red stuff in a thermometer.
Yeah, that's like Dean Martin donating his liver.
Now, you two should stop it. Because JJ is doing a great thing. He should not be ridiculed. He should be rewarded.
Thank you, Thelma.
Here, have some of my pancakes.
If that's the reward, I'd rather be ridiculed.
You know, I'm gonna be nice and let that one slide by.
All right.
Because you're a great guy.
But no, folks. Hey, JJ, I hear you're gonna give some blood to Sweet Daddy.
Sweet Daddy?
How many?
Sweet Daddy?
You mean you didn't know? It's all over the streets. Everybody in the project knows about it.
I just agreed to give Sweets my blood last night. Matter of fact, how can everybody know by now?
Well, I don't know about the East Wing. I ain't been over there yet.
But when I tell you, your mouth is like a bus station. Big, busy, and open 24 hours a day.
JJ, why would you give your blood to a bloodsucker like Sweet Daddy?
Well, Thelma, me and Sweets have the same rare blood type.
R for rotten.
Look here, Michael. By giving a few drops of my blood to Sweet Daddy, I'm saving a life. Mine.
JJ, I didn't know it was like that.
And besides that, Sweet Daddy's giving him $1,000 to do it.
Sweet Daddy's giving you $1,000 for a pint of blood? Does he need any more?
Well, folks, I guess I'll be going. Hey, JJ, did I do something wrong?
Yeah, you came in. Get on out of here. And take your butt with you. That's right. Get on. You caused enough problems with this. Yeah. Oh, now take it easy, y'all. Look, by adding a few drops of my warm blood to Sweet Daddy's cold blood, I could be making a new man out of him.
Just one pint? That man needs to be drained, lubed, and overhauled.
What's this I hear about you becoming a blood brother to Sweet Daddy?
Oh, now, come on, Willona.
Helping out a criminal makes you an accessory to every crime he commits in the future.
Oh, Willona.
This is the rottenest thing I've ever seen you do. Now, forgive my expression, but it really is a black day in the Evans family.
Willona, it's not
that
serious.
I mean it. I've seen nothing worse.
Good morning, folks.
I just changed my mind. Look, we just crawled out of the woodwork. Somebody step on it.
Where did you come from, sugar?
Look, man, why don't you go back where you belong?
Keith, don't worry. I can handle this little chocolate-covered Mickey Rooney.
You're lucky I can take a joke. Hey, you know what? You're my kind of woman.
Ooh, you know what? You half my kind of man.
Hey, you know, when I said I could take a joke, I meant one joke. Now, I got business with JJ, and it's private, so everybody out.
Tiny Tim. We ain't going nowhere, sir.
You want me to tell you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I never told anybody this, but I just hate to get emotional in front of a crowd. So, please. Ow, 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 ow!
Don't make any false moves here. Look, y'all wait for me out in the hallway. I can handle
it.
I
thought we paid the rent here. Don't we live here?
Hold on right outside.
Yeah, yeah, my boys will keep you company.
You know what? You're a nice guy. Let me know if you want to stay with for dinner one night.
Okay.
I got a little high chair you can use.
JJ, sit down.
Man, look here.
I got something I want to lay on you.
You know, you didn't have to come over here and do all that ranting and raving, you know. I mean, I was getting ready to come over there in a little while.
Yeah, well, that's what I came over here to talk to you about.
Okay, you don't have to thank me. The thigh that Sweets gave me yesterday was thanks enough.
JJ, $1,000 is just chump change. Now, you stick with me, and you'll be rolling in it.
Rolling in it? What are you talking about?
See, Sweet Daddy's losing his touch. He's getting soft. When he breaks a client's leg, he pays for the cast. And he autographs it. Now, let me show you what I'd do if I was boss of this outfit.
There must be a couple of grand here.
$5,000, but who's counting? That's for you.
What do you want me to do with it?
Relax. Take a vacation. What do you think about Bermuda?
Their shorts look terrible with my knobby knees.
JJ, why don't you take your girlfriend? I mean, go to the Virgin Islands.
Obviously, you don't know any of my girlfriends.
JJ, you need a rest. Now, your plane leaves in an hour.
Yeah, but if I leave in an hour, I won't be able to give Sweets any blood.
I know this.
Then Sweets might die.
Yeah. Isn't it a shame how life can be so cruel?
Look here, bad news. I don't want Sweets' death on my head.
Don't worry, JJ. It'll just be between you, me, and Roscoe.
Roscoe?
Forgive me. I didn't introduce you to my friend Roscoe. Roscoe, meet JJ. JJ, meet Roscoe.
Bad news, you really are bad news.
Listen, you stop and you listen to me. Look, I ain't got time to hear that, man. This is a mayday. Do you understand me? A mayday. Now, you got to get me some blood. Either find JJ or get me another donor.
No luck, huh, boss?
No, man.
What do we do now?
Well, I know what I'm gonna do.
What, boss?
I'm gonna die.
Shoot. Calm down, boss.
Yeah, do me a favor, man. Spit out my mint there for me.
You got it, boss.
Goodness. Yeah, I got it. You know what's hard to believe is that JJ would take a powder on me.
I knew he'd pull a stunt like that. I mean, you can't trust anybody over 6 feet. I mean, the brain don't function right at high altitudes.
All I pray and hope for is that I can live long enough to pay that dirty JJ back.
Don't worry, boss. I'll see to it that JJ gets his when your lights do go out.
Oh, you really are little Miss Mary Sunshine, ain't you? There has just got to be another blood, don't I know it? Say, Big Daddy in the sky? I know that Sweet Daddy don't talk to you a lot, but I need you this time, I really do. If you help me just this one time, I swear there will be a check for $10,000 in cash for this hospital right here tomorrow morning. Please help me, please.
Yo, sweets.
Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you. Now, sweet daddy, don't never go back on a deal. That check for $20 will be in the mail today. Hey, gay man, come on over here. Whew. For a second there, brother, I thought you were not going to show up.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought I wasn't going to show up either.
Well, tell me, like, what made you change your mind?
Well, I decided not to take that plane.
What?
Here you go, bad news.
Right, wait, excuse me. What's this? Hey, that sounds like five big ones. You mean to tell me my most trusted and able aide was gonna do me in with my own money, huh? JJ, look at that. See, that's my mark, man. You mean to tell me, fool, that you was gonna bump me off with my own dough? Bad news? Boy, you in trouble.
Sweets, he's escaping. You better catch up
How's
with him.
How's your family, JJ?
I'm but Sweets, he's out.
Fellas, do me a favor. Why don't you take bad news here and put him on a plane someplace? Well, wait a minute. I got a better idea. Why don't you take bad news and put him on three or four different planes someplace? Good man, really.
But Sweets, can't you take a joke?
Oh, yeah. Now get him out of here. You know something, JJ? A lot of dudes I know would have let Sweet Daddy die for $5,000.
A lot of dudes I know would let you die for nothing.
You right there, brother. So tell me, why did you stick with me?
Well, Sweets, I figured if you cashed in, then bad news would be in charge of the ghetto. And he's a whole lot worse than you are. I guess you're the lesser of two evils.
The doctor is ready for you both now. I'll wait outside.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right, Sweets. Here's the grand you gave me yesterday.
Oh, no, brother. No, man. You just saved my life. Look, if you don't want this, name it. Anything you want, I'll give to you.
Okay. I want the right to call you Marion in public. Marion.
Take the child, JJ.
No thanks, Marion.
Boy, you better take the vow.
Okay. I'll use it for Michael's college education. And when he becomes a lawyer and passes the bar, first person to put behind them is you.
I'm going to retire by then.
All right.
Stop, JJ. It's something I got to tell you I never told nobody.
Yeah?
Sweet daddy's scared of needles, man.
Oh, come on, man.